to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Be'ekan, Daf Yud Aleph. We're starting Yud Aleph Be'ez on the bottom with Halacha Hey, and today's office sponsor is Nishmas Marsh, Rem Sarbas Biakam Moshe, Hernish, Shamash, and Havan Aliyah. So the Mishnah says, Mechavat has a Ktzios Be'kash. A person on Chol Moed is allowed to cover Ktzios, which are figs that are drying out in the field. He could cover them with Kash, with straw, because he's afraid they're going to get ruined by the rain. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says, Af Ma'avin, he's even allowed to thicken the layer of straw that's on it, meaning there's already straw covering it. He's allowed to add on another layer, making it thicker. Another day, Mechav Peres Ktzios Ve'kelim, Merchan Betzinel Tzarech HaMoed, those who sell produce, clothing, and utensils, they're allowed to sell them quietly in private for the needs of the Mayid. That's because they sell them publicly. People are going to think that those who are buying them are doing so not Letzarech HaMayid. Therefore, they should sell quietly, but again, they're still allowed to be sold because they're Letzarech HaMayid. Now, Atzayadin v'hadashoshes v'hagroisos, the trappers, the grain crushers, and the bean grinders, Eisen Betzino Letzarech HaMayid, they're allowed to do quietly, privately Letzarech HaMayid for the Yomtif. That's because we don't want people to think that they're doing this for after Yomtif. Whereas Rabbi Yosi, he says, Heinichmir al Atzman, they were machmer on themselves not to do this at all on Chol Moed. Says the Gemara, Kina Masnisa Ma'avin, the proper way of understanding the Mishnah in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is not Af Ma'avin, the one's even allowed to cover his figs with a very thick layer of straw. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is more Makel than Tanakama, that not only is he allowed to cover his figs with a thin layer of straw, but he's even allowed to cover them with a thick layer. That's not what it's saying. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda is being Machmir, because we know that Rabbi Yehuda is Machmir in the previous Mishnah as well. And therefore, he's saying that if they're already covered with a thin layer of straw, he could add a little bit more to make it a little bit thicker. And that's because Rabbi Yehuda says, Yavidavar Muat Val Yavidavar Maruba, we already had this previously a couple of times, Rabbi Yehuda holds that we're not Choshesh for a small loss, only for a large loss, and therefore he's only allowed to add on a little layer. Which Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi holds, Al Yavidavar Kol Iker, wouldn't want a person to lose anything, wouldn't want even to suffer a small loss, so he's allowed to cover with a thin layer. But now Yudaf Amanaf on top, Kahana Amar, he says, Ismilin b'mayid, there's certain things on Chol Moed, the Kashin min Ahilos min Agayim, they're harder, which means either more Chamor or they're harder to understand than Alas in Agayim. What does that mean? Taman Amar Rabbi Yirmi B'Shem Rav, over there in Hilchas Shabbos, Rabbi Yirmi says his name of Rav, Parson Machzolos Agabi Sheep of B'Shabbos, the one's allowed to take a mat or a sheet and use it to cover a row of bricks on Shabbos to prevent the rain from ruining it, even though we know that a kli is really only allowed to be carried on Shabbos if it's going to be used for something that's able to be moved. Whereas these bricks are muktzah and they can't be moved, but still we're able to take this sheet or this mat and cover the bricks so they don't get ruined by the rain. But B'Kayur Amar Hachin, over here he's saying this. Over here Rabbi Yehuda's machmir, as mashmir this person has his figs out in the field completely open, the Rabbi Yehuda's not going to allow him to cover them from the beginning, only if there's already a small layer on top, so then he's allowed to add onto it, thickening it. How does it make any sense? Start on the Kesar and answer B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, that L'toilish Menakark B'nehen, really the difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda is regarding uprooting or cutting straw from the ground. Rabban Amri, which is really Rabbi Yossi, they say Katsur Ma'aveh, the one's allowed to even cut the straw from the ground in order to cover his figs that are drying. Yehuda Amri says Lo Yiktar Eli Aveh, he's only allowed to cut if he's going to be thickening the layer. But if he doesn't have anything covering his figs, he's not allowed to cut stuff from the ground in order to cover them. However, if he has cut straw or whatever it is that he wants to use to cover his figs, then of course Rabbi Yehuda would agree that he's allowed to completely cover them from the beginning, even though they weren't covered at all. That's in order to protect them from the rain. We continue with something similar to the end of the Mishnah. Kibla lehen chermei Tveria v'deshoshei Akai v'groisei Tzipirin, the fishermen of Tveria, the grain crushers of Akai, and the bean grinders of Tzipirin, they accepted upon themselves shalei las smocha b'chol shomayid, they're not going to do any melacha chol moed, even though me'ikar adin, they are allowed to do work on chol moed, as we said in the Mishnah, as long as it's for the moed, they take upon themselves not to do anything. Says the Gemara, nicha groisei Tzipirin v'deshoshei Akai, we understand that the bean grinders of Tzipirin and the grain crushers of Akai, they decide not to do any work on moed because they really could have done it beforehand. Therefore, they didn't want to do anything on Chol Moed, lest people think that they're really doing it for afterwards. But Chemer Tveria, what about the fishermen of Tveria? Ve'inu matim simchas regel, aren't they causing a lessening of simchas yomtif? Now people aren't going to have fish, and you can't say, oh well, they should have fished before yomtif. They didn't have refrigerators; they had to refish every single day so everyone could have fresh fish. So that's causing a lessening in simchas regel. So the answer is that no, tzaru b'chaka, tzaru b'mechmayres, meaning they would only fish with a pole instead of fishing with nets. In other words, they would just fish a little bit, not a lot. And so it's not like they stopped completely. However, we still ask, I feel okay, and even so, Einu Matim Simchas Regel is not causing a lessening of Simchas Yomtif. There's fewer fish on the market, so it's not necessarily going to be enough for everyone. And actually, Rav Ami Mekel Loin Shehin Matim Simchas Regel, Rav Ami would degrade, who would debase those who would lessen the Simcha of the Yomtif. Hajjalach Perk Misha Hafach, Mazlar finishing the second parak of Mesechus Ma'akaton, just Ruzecha finish this parak together, we Ruzecha finish the entire Mesech together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And moving right into the third and final parak of the Mesech, the Mishnah tells us, Ve'ilm Galcha Moed, the following people are allowed to take haircuts on Chol Moed, even though we know usually one's not allowed to take a haircut on Chol Moed. He should have done so beforehand. All these people that we're about to mention were not able to get a haircut before Chol Moed, therefore allowed to do so on Chol Moed. Number one, Abom Dinas Hayam, someone who came from overseas, meaning they were on a boat Erev Yom Tov, and there was no barbers on boats, and they weren't in a Makom Yishuv. It's not like they were in a different land and they could have gotten a haircut over there. They were on the sea, so there was simply no place for them to get a haircut. They arrived at the shore on Chol Moed, they could get a haircut then. Also, Umbes HaShivya Vayotzim Umbes HaSurim, the person had just come back from captivity or he was released from jail. Both these people weren't able to get haircuts, only now they're able to. Also, Umin menuda shetiru lechachamim, a menuda, somebody who was put in chair, when he was excommunicated, the chamur matar his nidui, they released him from it, and that only happened on chalamayid, and v'chen mishenishal chacham v'hutar, also if a person had made a neder, for example, that he's not going to take a haircut, and he only got released from that neder on chalamayid, and v'hanazir ha-metzayir mitumas l'tarasai, a nazir who we know is not going to get a haircut, and a metzayro, whom we know at the end of his tahara process, he gets a haircut, so both of these people, when they go from a state of tumah tahara, they're able to get haircuts on chalamayid. Says the Gemara, Elam galcho mayid, habamdina sayam, besa shivya, vayotim besa surim. Now the deal is, hashar kol bnei adam, asurin. All other people are not going to get haircuts on chalamayid. Why would that be? So Rav Simon answers, gazra lein shalei kansulu regal minvalin, the chamur geyser, we don't want them to come into yamtif looking unkempt, because if you're allowed to get a haircut on chalamayid, people are going to say, you know what, I'm so busy, erev yamtif, there's just so many things to do, I don't have time to take a haircut, I'm going to do so on chalamayid. That means they're coming into the beginning of yamtif looking improper. The Rechazal say, no one else is allowed to take a haircut on chalamayid. Now to Montani over there, we have Mishnah, anche mishmar, anche maimid, asurin mulsapim mulchabis, the kayanim of the mishmar, they're serving that week in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Yisraelim who are part of the maimid, they correspond to the kayanim, so they're not allowed to take haircuts or launder their clothing the whole week that they're serving the Beis HaMikdash, ubechamishi mutarim rekoy Shabbos, but on Thursday of that week that they're serving, they are able to take a haircut because of Kavod Shabbos. Now it's mashma shakal yom masurin, that all other days other than Thursday, meaning Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they're not allowed to take haircuts. The question is, why not? So Rabbi Yosef quotes Rav Avoh b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, and Rav Avin says b'shem Chizkiya, just like we said before, gazra aleim shalei kansel Shabbos on munvalin, the chamur gazra on them, no taking haircuts during your week of service, so they don't come into their week unkempt without having taken a haircut. Now continue with the din of the Mishnah, Tani b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, Bryce was taught in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Hambam dinas hayam, also lo galeach, a person comes from overseas, he's not allowed to take a haircut. Now why would that be? So Rabbi Yehuda Kedachi, Rabbi Yehuda Shitasa, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says, also lo farash liyam agadol, a person's not allowed to go out on a sea journey, therefore the person's boat docks on chalmaid, sea journey, he holds that it's dangerous, and it's actually usher to go on a sea journey. Since he wasn't allowed to leave in the first place, he's not given the special dispensation that he's allowed to take a haircut on chalmaid. Says Gemara Me'ata now, Kain Shiyatza Chutz La'aretz, that if a Kain went to Chutz La'aretz, he left Eretz Yisrael and went to Chutz La'aretz, Yudal Fon Bezan Tab, Hayol V'yatza Shalei Baratza Chachamim, since he left Shalei Baratza Chachamim, a Kain's not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, that's because there's someone called Tomas Eretz O'Amin, there's a special Toma, the Chamur Geyser, on all places outside Eretz Yisrael, so a Kain's not allowed to leave, so he doesn't become Tomei. Therefore, since he left Shalei Baratza Chachamim, even if he comes back on Chol Moed, he wouldn't be allowed to take a haircut. Now, a story about a Kain leaving Eretz Yisrael, Chad Kain Asla Gaber Chanina, a Kain came from Chanina, Amrali, he told him, Ma'u Latzis Latzur, Lassus Dvar Mitzvah, Lach Latzel Yahabim. Am I allowed to go to Tzur, which is just north of Eretz Yisrael, it's in current day Lebanon, Kai leave to go do a mitzvah of either Chalitz or Yibam? Clearly, he had a brother there who died without children, and so there's a mitzvah of either Chalitz or Yibam. So his brother asked, can I go to do Chalitz or Yibam? So Amrali Chanina responded to him, Achav Shal Oiso Ish Yatza, the brother of that man, in other words, he's telling this fellow, your brother left to do this, you clearly didn't know, but your brother had already left. Baruch HaMakam Shenagfai, blessed is the one who struck him down, and that's because he left Eretz Yisrael, he's a Kayin, and he shouldn't have. You want to do similar to him, you definitely shouldn't leave, and that's because really the woman should come to him. Now Ismay Memar Hachin Amarle, some say that this Rav Chanina told him, Achav Shal Oiso Ish, the brother of that man, which again means your brother, he niyachek imai, he left the lap of his mother, which is referring to Eretz Yisrael, v'chibek chek nachriya, and he embraced a foreign lap, which is referring to Chutz La'aretz. Baruch Shenagfai, blessed is the one who struck him down. You want to do just like him, you shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. Now Shem Rabba also gave Rav Chanina, Shem Rabba came to Rav Chanina, Amrle, he told him, Ksayv li chada igra de ikar, write for me a letter of chashivas, meaning write a letter for me that I'm a chashiv yid. Why is that? Nefil kaparnasasi la'ar b'riyasa, that's so I could go out, seek parnasa, seek sustenance and some finances in a different lane, meaning I want to leave to Chutz La'aretz, so please give me a letter of recommendation. Amrle, so respond to him, L'machani ha'il chetzal v'secha, tomorrow we go to your father's, meaning at some point in time in the future, I'm going to die, I'm going to go to Shemayim and meet your forefathers there, and only they're going to tell me, Niti achas shal chemda shahay solanu ba'eretz Yisrael, the one beloved planting that we had in Eretz Yisrael, he tartel alatz is chutz la'aretz, you allowed it to go to chutz la'aretz. In other words, I can't let you go because this definitely wouldn't be accepted by your parents, and if your parents or forefathers were here, they wouldn't let you go either, and that's either because he was a kayin or because he was a chacham gadol, and such a person of great stature shouldn't be leaving Eretz Yisrael, even though it's for parnasa. We continue the Mishnah that said by Yitzim Beis Asurin, someone who got out of jail on Chol Moed is allowed to get a haircut. The Gemara suggests if he didn't suffer Meimar, they want to say, that's only when he's by the Gaim, who wouldn't let him take a haircut. But if he's in a Jewish jail, so then he would not be allowed to take a haircut on Chol Moed, even though that's when he got released, because he should have gotten a haircut beforehand. However, then they said, even if he's in a Jewish jail, it's not pleasant, it's not proper for a person to get a haircut in jail. He's busy dealing with his tsars that he's in jail. He's not exactly thinking about getting a haircut, so wouldn't place that responsibility on him. Therefore, even when he got released from a Jewish jail, Chol Moed, he's allowed to take a haircut. We continue the Mishnah said, if a person was excommunicated, he was put in Nidui or Cherem, which in Yerushalmi is really the same thing, even though in Bavli, Nidui and Cherem are two separate things. In Yerushalmi, these words are used interchangeably, at least over here. So this person was a Nidui, he's an excommunicated. vacation, and we know such a person is not allowed to take a haircut. If they released him from this on Chol HaMoed, he's allowed to get a haircut. Now we begin to quite a long discussion, which goes for more than a daf. Says the Gemara, Manan Kamin, what are we referring to? If they had released him from his nidui before Yom Tif, so he should have gotten a haircut then. And if he waited till Chol HaMoed, he shouldn't be allowed to get a haircut Chol HaMoed. If they didn't release it before Yom Tif, do you want to think that he should not be allowed to get a haircut? Of course he's allowed to get a haircut. They only released him from his nidui on Chol HaMoed, so it's obviously allowed to take a haircut. What's a chiddush in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, like, what are we referring to? Is where they released him from his nidui before Yom Tif. But his 30th day fell out on Chol HaMoed. Why is that relevant? Because nidui is not less than 30 days. In other words, there's a special din with nidui, with excommunication, that a person was placed into nidui because he either embarrassed a Talmud Chacham or did something improper to him, or he did a different avera which requires nidui. So if he's chazer and does tshuva, they are able to release him from his nidui, from his excommunication, before the 30 days is up. However, he still has to keep certain dinim for the full 30 days, and one of those is that he's not allowed to take a haircut, and that's what we're referring to, where even though he was released from his nidui before Yom Tif, day 30 fell out on Chol HaMoed, so that's when he's allowed to get a haircut. Just continue with this, but in Nizifa, there's no such thing as a rebuke, less than 7 days. Now we clarify this, how do we know that nidui is not less than 30 days? So we bring a pasuk that happened in the Midbar, where the Yidin, they didn't want the man, they complained, they wanted meat, so Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell them, that you're going to have the slav, you're going to have meat up until a month, up until it comes out of your noses, and that was considered somewhat like a nidui, even though it wasn't an official excommunication. They were allowed to take haircuts if they wanted to. This was basically being shown rejection by Hashem. Hashem says, you don't want my man, so here, take meat for a month, and this did not turn out well for them, as we know from the psukim. So that's like a nidui, that was 30 days. And also, a nizifa, a rebuke of sorts, is not less than 7 days. How do we know this? Because the pasuk says, in regards to Miriam, what spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, she got saras, Hashem told Moshe that if her father would have spat in her face, wouldn't she be shamed and rebuked and embarrassed for 7 days? So we see that this rebuke is 7 days. Now we continue this discussion of nidui, specifically in regards to somebody being placed into nidui because he disrespected a Talmud Chacham or embarrassed him. And we open up the discussion with the following story. Rebbe have a Michael Bar Lassa. Rebbe, as in Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, he gave a lot of honor to Bar Lassa, who was his son-in-law. That's because he was very wealthy and used to give a lot of tzedakah and help the poor people. Not really Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara told his Bar Lassa, the son-in-law of Rebbe, Kol am shalom le Rebbe, va'at lasat shalei. Everyone asks Rebbe questions, but you don't ask him anything. That's because Bar Lassa didn't know anything. He wasn't exactly a Talmud Chacham. So Amalei Bar Lassa responded to him, my nishal, what should I ask him? So Amalei Bar Kapara told him as follows, and he basically said these words in a riddle, so that Rebbe would understand that Bar Kapara is trying to send him a message. What did he tell him? Sha'ol, ask as follows, Mishamayim Nishkafa, it gazes down from the heaven, Hamiya Biyarkse Besa, she is tumultuous in the recesses of her house, Mafchedes Kol Bali Kenafayim, she frightens all those that have wings. The hint over here is in regards to death. The death looks at everyone, and people try to run away from it, but they can't. Now he's quoting a pasuk from Eoiv, in which Eoiv relates, the Re'ua, it's really Re'uni Na'arim Nechbo, the young man saw me and hid. That's because back in the day, says Eoiv, before he lost everything, I was very rich and powerful. Because of Emas covet of me, all the youngsters would hide when they saw me coming, and the Yishishim Kamu Amadu, the elderly, they arose and stood up. Now that pasuk is over, but he continues saying, Hanas Yoimar, the one who runs away, says, Hoi Hoi. This is referring to somebody who runs away from wealthy people, and he doesn't have anything to do with them. So he says triumphantly, Hoi Hoi, but by Nilkad, one who's trapped by them, Nilkad Bavoinoi, he's caught by his own sin. In other words, what Bar Kapara was trying to hint to Rebbe is that why do you give so much covet to wealthy people? At the end, you might only be caught by them, you're not going to gain anything, you're not going to have any benefit. So it's better not to give so much covet to your son-in-law, Bar Lassa, just because he's wealthy. Now when Bar Lassa told this to Rebbe, Hafech Rebbe, Rebbe turned around, V'chamse Gachech, and he saw that Bar Kapara was laughing, and he realized that this was all from Bar Kapara. Amar Rebbe, so Rebbe then said, Ein makir chazakein, I don't recognize you as a zakein. V'yeda Bar Kapara knew from there, the less whom ismanya b'yomai, that he's not going to be appointed in Rebbe's days, which means he's not going to get official smicha, he's not going to be appointed as a zakein as long as Rebbe was alive. So I continue with nidui, Bikshul and Nazir's are mayor, they want to put Rav Meir into nidui, and there's a discussion why that was, but then Amar Lahen, he told them, Ein ishmael chem, I'm not going to listen to you to go into nidui, I should time ruli until you tell me, as mi menadin, who's allowed to be put into nidui, val ma menadin, for what reason is a person allowed to be put into nidui, and val kamad var menadin, in regards to how many things is one able to be put into nidui, and the reason why I told him this is because a person's only allowed to put someone into nidui if they know all the halachas of nidui. We continue, Bikshul Nazir's Rebbe Lezer, they want to put Rebbe Lezer in nidui, as we're going to soon see there's a whole story in the Gemara, we're going to start it today and continue it tomorrow, but bottom line is they want to put Rebbe Lezer into nidui. Then Amr, they said, Ma azal maidalei, who's going to go and tell him? Rebbe Lezer is one of the Zikne Adar, and it's not so simple just to go to one of the Zikanim and say, we're putting you in nidui. So Rebbe Kiva, who is a Talmud of Rebbe Lezer, said, Ana azal maidalei, I'm going to go and tell him. So also Gabe, he went to him, and Amr said, Rebbe, Rebbe, Chaver Chamanadin Lach, your Chaverim, they're putting you into nidui. No Nase Nafakle Libra, Rebbe Lezer took Rebbe Kiva outside, and Amr, he stated, Cheruvisa, Cheruvisa, carob tree, that was clearly there. In halacha kidrayim, if the halacha is like them, is akurin. I want you to uproot yourself from your place. But it didn't uproot itself. And then he told it, in halacha kidvarai, if the halacha is like me, so is akurin. You should uproot from your place, and Ms. Akras, it uprooted from its place. Then he told the carob tree, in halacha kedvarim, if the halacha is like them, chayzrin, then you should go back to your place. But Chazrus didn't go back to its place. And then he said, in halacha kedvarai, if the halacha is like me, chayzrin, then go back to your place. But Chazrus said he did go back to its place. It seems to be the halacha is like Reblezer. However, says the Gemara, kol adin shivcha, even with all these praises, meaning all these wondrous things, these proofs that he tried to bring, v'les halacha is like Reblezer, the halacha is not like Reblezer. And why is that? So Ruchanin explains, Misha nitno, loy nitno el achir rabim lahatos. When the Torah was given, it was given with this principle, achir rabim lahatos, that we go after the rabbin, the majority, and since Rebbe Lezer was going against the majority of the Chachamim, the halacha is not like him. So you'd be someone off on top, bless Rebbe Lezer, yada shachir rabim lahatos, didn't Rebbe Lezer know that we follow the majority? What's going on over here? The answer is, loy hikbid el aideshe sarfu taros befanov. He was only makbid because they burnt his tahar things in front of him. This has to do with the whole machlokes that he had with the Chachamim regarding an oven, whether or not it was able to mekabel tuma. He held that it was not, they held that it was. In order to prove their point, they took taharos, they took certain things that were tahar, according to Rebbe Lezer, they burnt them in front of him, and that was ostensibly to show him that he's wrong. And the reason why he was makbid and he was standing up for himself is because he felt that they weren't doing this l'shem shamayim, and they were just trying to do it to anger him, because really, if they just simply were arguing with him, they could have burnt it not in front of him. The fact that they burnt these things in front of him caused him to interpret their actions and doing it not l'shem shamayim, that's what he was makbid about, the lack of cover for Talmud Chacham and the Zakein. We're sorry for the day, we'll pick up tomorrow continuing with discussion and the story, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.